You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last Friday, Auckland Central MP Chloe Swarbrick and Auckland Mayor Phil Goff responded to an open letter concerning the current state of the Auckland CBD. Residents and locals of the area have noticed an increase of homeless people and aggressive antisocial behaviour over the course of the Delta lockdown. Emily Bell spoke with the Executive Director of the New Zealand Drug Foundation, Sarah Helm, about the issue and what can be done to aid the homeless community.
Could you give me a brief overview of the current state of homelessness in the Auckland CBD?
Yeah, look, I think that homelessness happens when we have a housing crisis, a housing shortage and record housing prices. And so we can expect to see a degree of homelessness in Auckland and in the Auckland CBD. And my understanding is there's some concern from people, quite understandably, about how that's making them feel and what the impacts are.
So what do you think are some factors that are contributing to the level of homelessness and antisocial behaviour in this area?
I think that there are a range of issues that have contributed to the situation. The high housing prices, the shortage of housing, the mental health crisis, issues with Oranga Tamariki and COVID-19 itself will have created a number of social issues and homelessness that we can, you know, you would probably expect to see the kinds of issues that people are concerned about in the Auckland CBD, like homelessness and substance use. And one of the things that, you know, I notice happens with conversations about homeless people is that we tend to end up blaming homeless people for their situation, and there it can even be a degree of dehumanising and thinking about them not as people, but these are people, and they're people that deserve to have housing, they're people that deserve to have health, and they're people that deserve to have a better sort of situation. And so we would really encourage our decision makers to really hone in and get focused on that housing problem in particular. Because if we don't address that, we are just creating band-aids, and we will continue to see the issues grow.
And what is the New Zealand Drug Foundation doing to aid with this kind of wider issue that we're seeing?
Yeah, look, we have been involved. We run a community of practice of people who are working alongside homeless people around the country, actually in different parts of the country. And one of the things that we're quite focused on is preventing the worst harms that happen for homeless people and consumption of drugs that may be particularly unsafe and a little bit like with the festivals, but a little bit different again, because we have people who are in those situations taking quite harmful substances because they actually don't want to be, you know, you can imagine if you're in the situation and maybe you've had some other real, you know, some of the worst trauma that happens to anyone in our country has happened to you, you might not want to be present. You might want to get as out of it as possible, which is the situations where they're taking substances like synthetic cannabinoids, for example. And so we work quite hard to prevent some of the worst harms from happening, like death and overdoses. But actually, we need a range of services. So ideally, you fix the housing problem, otherwise you're creating band-aids. But there are, in terms of band-aids, there are some promising interventions that we are yet to see created in New Zealand or in Auckland. And a couple of examples, for example, are supervised drug use spaces where you have a medical doctor or nurse supervising people, and that's we have some examples of those in Sydney or Melbourne, for example. Or in Canada, we're seeing some really innovative approaches around community housing that doesn't require abstinence to be part of it, and they're intentionally creating really safe, you know, intentionally including people who have substance dependency as safely as they can. So, yeah, so there are some great approaches that we could be looking to as a country or as Auckland.
And last Friday, Auckland Central MP Chloe Swarbrick and Auckland Mayor Phil Goff responded to an open letter which addressed concerns about the CBD. Do you feel as though their work and support has been a helpful response?
I definitely think that both of those people will be trying their best in a context of a housing crisis, a mental health crisis, and some other things that aren't being addressed. We need those issues to be sorted, and we need some help with creating some more innovative community housing that supports people to manage their substance use and remove some of the worst harm so they're able to function and be part of society again. The new city mission facility that isn't open yet in Auckland, we are hoping, it does seem to show some promise, and we're expecting some better sort of detox facilities, some social detox and medical detox expertise to be part of that. But we're a long way from what we need to be, what we need to be in place for these people in Auckland CBD.
And kind of adding on to that, do you think the government should play a role in helping clean up Queen Street and the CBD, as a lot of the issues that are occurring there are led by issues such as drug addiction or lack of housing, which is partially due to limited resources?
I have to say, I get really worried when I hear people talk about cleaning up CBDs, because what I think they mean is trucking homeless people off to more unsafe places. And what I would hope that it means is working to create community housing that's appropriate and supportive of people who are experiencing trauma and homelessness. And that's the kind of solutions we need to be creating, as well as sorting our housing issues.
Awesome. That was all. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Okay.
That was Emily Bell speaking with Executive Director of the New Zealand Drug Foundation, Sarah Helm, about the current state of the Auckland CBD and what can be done to improve it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.